Business. Uber. Gear change. A new era begins at Uber as Travis Kalanick steps down.
We have a lot of attention as it is. I don't even know how we could get more, Travis Kalanick, the boss of Uber, said last year. The ride-hailing giant found a way. Mr. Kalanick failed to manage the fallout from a series of high-profile blunders and scandals. On June 20th, he resigned as chief executive officer of the firm he co-founded in 2009. Uber is facing several crises, including senior executive departures, a lawsuit over alleged intellectual property theft, claims about sexual harassment, and a federal probe into its use of potentially illegal software to track regulators. Mr. Kalanick had previously said he would take a leave of absence, in part to deal with a personal tragedy, the death of his mother in a boating accident. That was not enough for investors in Uber, who asked him to make his leave permanent. Uber will not change overnight. Mr. Kalanick trained it to be unrelentingly competitive, aggressive, and ready to break rules. That culture helped make it the most prominent private American technology firm, with a valuation of nearly $70 billion. But the impact of Mr. Kalanick's self-styled always-be-hustling approach has been stark. Uber's controversies have dented its brand, hurt its ability to recruit the best engineers, and cost it customers in America who are defecting to its rival, Lyft. The identity of Mr. Kalanick's replacement will be crucial.